It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, fired up right now to get to the BetQL guest line. Welcome in Dalton Wasserman, PFF data analyst and co-host of the PFF College Football Show. Dude, I know you guys have a ton going on over at PFF. Dalton, thanks for making time for us, man.
Oh, absolutely, man. I mean, we always find time during the season, even in between all the tape watching, but it's a boatload of fun, isn't it? We got two seasons about to work it, just side by side right now. It's getting real exciting.
Before we get, because on your Twitter account, I mean, you've done a ton of looks at the NFC South, NFC East, and I think, you know, you might be a little higher on the away team this weekend in Tampa than some others out there. But let's start with just the amount. What you make so far of, I know it's week zero and then week one, but a lot of college football has been played. The ACC looks like a mess. Georgia looks like a freight train. The Big Ten had a good opening weekend. Just kind of what you make of it.
I think for me, the big thing in week one was just the teams, the better teams in all of the big games going out and making statements in what could have been close games, right? You mentioned Georgia, and we go, okay, they're playing Clemson, and Clemson's defense is really good, and Georgia just establishes themselves as right now they're still the best program in the country, even though they didn't win the national title last year. Just incredibly consistent what they can do. They haven't lost a regular season game, I believe, since 2020, so Georgia with a big statement. I thought Notre Dame, I'll tell you what, I think Notre Dame has a top three defense in the country, and they showed that at A&M with a really impressive win against a good quarterback. I think Notre Dame put themselves in prime position with the way their schedule is setting up to make a playoff run, and then incredibly impressed with Miami and what Cam Ward did down there in Gainesville in the Swamp last week. I mean, he was incredible. Their defensive line, I've been saying this all offseason, Miami's defensive line is the unit to watch in the ACC. It's a stacked group of players. They have so many big names. Reuben Bain, who actually left the game in the first drive and didn't even come back. But you come after, even if Bain gets hurt, you have Tyler Barron and Elijah Alston and Simeon Barrow. Miami's defensive line was really, really impressive along with their quarterback.
Are they anywhere close to what they used to be in the past?
Well, hell, that might be too high of a bar to set.
I mean, we'll see. We will see with Miami. I mean, obviously, you have to get through some other games in the ACC and Florida. Yeah. Florida's been down the last couple of years. But, look, if Cam Ward is going to play like that, reasonably like that on a week-in, week-out basis, they're the favorites in the ACC because I don't know that there's another quarterback in the ACC that can play at that high a level.
Dude, I mean, after seeing what Florida State is, and I think they're definitely the favorite. Virginia Tech losing to Vandy.
Yeah.
All right, but let's switch to the pros, man. Let's start with kind of overall. Obviously, you know, we got Ravens Chiefs tomorrow night, which is so exciting. What your models, what your data tells you, maybe some surprises this season.
For me, look, honestly, I look at the Washington Commanders, and I know I might be higher on them than some others, but it was my favorite draft class in the league. I think Dan Quinn was a really good hire, and I just think I love Jaden Daniels, honestly. I really do. I think he was the right pick at number two overall. The fit in Cliff Kingsbury's offense, I don't know that they necessarily make the playoffs this year. We have to see how much their defense improves. But I'm a big, big believer in what they have on offense. As long as their offensive line holds up enough, and even if it's just decent instead of great, Daniels' feet are special. They're absolutely special. I think he's got Lamar Jackson type of feet, and this first game against Tampa is really interesting. I think you have them, and then, look, I know it's a big story, and it's going to continue to be a big story. Man, the New York Jets have so much talent. They have so much talent. It's like, can they just stay healthy and put it together? They have the players are all there to be one of the best teams in football. They just need to coach it right, and they just need to stay healthy enough.
And is it just health? Because, listen, leadership on a football team can make a world of difference. Aaron Rodgers is unbelievable as a player, but he's a little aloof when it comes to being a person. And I think a lot of the players see what he does, and they want to do it, and they don't get the same, freedom that he does, which can screw a team up.
It can, and it's really incumbent on Robert Saleh to keep that chemistry together. But I know Aaron Rodgers has all of the other stuff. But I think we have to remember, especially mentally, how good of a quarterback this guy is. And he can change plays to any look he wants, run or pass. And I think people forget with all of the other stuff that surrounds him, the guy's like a football savant. I mean, he can just see things before they even happen, right? And the Jets, I got to be honest, they've never had a quarterback like that, right? They just don't. They, you know, when you're talking about young kids like Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson and everything else that they've gone through in the last decade plus or really forever, they've never had a guy who can just go to the line, look at a whole defense, and know exactly how to change the play, where to go with the football. The immense difference, the on-field leadership just between the lines, I don't question it with Aaron Rodgers one bit. Off the field and the personality, whatever people want to get into with those arguments, I stay out of those. I try to just go with what's on the tape. And what's always on the tape with Aaron Rodgers is a guy with a super high football IQ that's going to help them a lot.
Can you – all right, I agree with you with Rodgers. I think the Jets are loaded. I think health's the question up there. And the Jets just always kind of – it never seems to work for them. Specifically with Jaden, you're high on him. You watch all the LSU tape. Like I think everybody's high on him. Could you give me what you think a ceiling and a floor looks like for Jaden Daniels this season?
For this season, I think a floor looks like a guy who, if the offensive line struggles and they don't find another big time weapon outside of Terry McLaurin, I think the floor is a guy who's really kind of fighting back there in the pocket and running more than he should. And because you hope he's a rhythm passer and he's really accurate. You hope that he can he doesn't have to manage a bad situation around him, which we don't know if it's a good or bad situation yet. There's just a lot of young players. For me, the ceiling is offensive rookie of the year. Absolutely. I just think if you look at Jaden Daniels and what he became in his 2 years at LSU, super accurate, quick decision maker, doesn't put the ball in danger. He had the best turnover-worthy play rate for us in the history of the Power Five. We have college data tracking back to 2014, and nobody in the Power Five puts the ball in danger less than Jaden Daniels, and just incredible feat. I mean, he's not just a good runner. He's a special runner. So you combine what he can do as a dual threat with his ability to make quick decisions outside in Cliff Kingsbury's offense. I really like his fit in the offense, too. I know Kingsbury's gotten some criticism before in Arizona, but look, Kyler Murray darn near won an MVP in Arizona under Cliff Kingsbury, too, and has a very similar skill set. Jaden's ceiling, you very well could see him win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Does Jaden's quickness and decision-making help the offensive line out a little early?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You've seen it before with guys like Tom Brady, guys like Joe Burrow, even Aaron Rodgers, where maybe they don't have the best offensive line in the league, but their ability to read defenses and get the ball where it needs to go quickly. And to be honest, you also have his mobility, which is a big asset. Yeah. I think it's a big asset in the running game too. But yeah, that ability to make quick decisions, right? And people think, oh, he's an athlete. He runs around back there. And he really doesn't.
He's a pocket passer.
Yeah.
He is. He's a pocket passer first. And even when he decides to run, he doesn't scramble around sideline to sideline. He gets north and south, and he stresses out a defense immediately when he makes the decision. I like when he makes the decision to run. Everyone talks about the decisions to pass and where to make the reach. But when he makes the decision to take off and run, it's immediately north and south. And that puts a lot of stress on a defense, especially, look, we've seen him. He had an 80-yard run against Florida. Long touchdown. I'm talking 50, 60, 70-yard touchdown runs. The way he gets north and south with his speed is a massive stressor on it's going to be a massive stressor on every defensive coordinator that he plays against.
Well, and I think it'd be crazy. Like, I don't know where you live, but in D.C., after the second preseason game when they played the Dolphins, Daniels got tackled. And a lot of people are screaming that he has to slide. And Dan Quinn kind of yelled at him, too.
He can't slide on that play.
I think he could have gotten out of bounds. But, like, regardless, it launched this long conversation about Daniels' inability to slide. Is he going to get hurt? And I just very much believe you cannot take his running ability from him because it's a huge, like, asset.
look, we could criticize a lot of quarterbacks for not sliding sometimes. So I think just because maybe it's the way he's built, because he's a thinner guy, 6'3 and 210, 215. No, it's part of his game, right? And look, yeah. Are there times where there are avoidable hits? I think there's other quarterbacks who don't take all the big hits. When you think about Mahomes or Russell Wilson back in the day when he was more mobile, was really, really good at avoiding hits. But look, you have to let him run. He's one of the most dynamic athletes in the NFL walking in right now. You can't. I understand. There's going to be times. Yeah, dude, slide. I get it. I absolutely get it. There was times at LSU. You put on the tape and you go, boy, I wish he would have slid right there. Honestly, but you can't take it away and tell him not to run. Right? You just tell, look, get out of bounds, or look, if you think you can shake somebody, cool. But I don't hear anybody say this about Lamar Jackson. I don't. Nobody
and,
said.
And Lamar came in less than him.
Yeah, and he came in less than him, and he gets physical in the run game, and he takes some hits, and you know, and he's gotten better at not taking hits also. But look, it's a teachable skill. I think to think it's some giant flaw in Daniel's game, and look, injuries are going to happen on a football field.
True,
guys get hurt. If he gets hurt, it's probably not going to be because he's got this god awful habit of not sliding. Just let him play football. It's fine, and it's something to work on, sure, but it's not like something that is a flaw in his level of talent. You just have to let him play football.
Yes.
You know, as I look
let
at
the kid
it, I
play football.
People playing football in the NFL is hard enough. You don't want a guy running around talking about, should I slide here or not slide here? You know, just let him play. Think about the things he needs to take care of. He'll figure that other stuff out.
Absolutely. And the hardest thing for a football player to do on the field is think. You don't want guys who are thinking and hesitating or what have you, because those guys that hesitate, especially at that speed, that's when it goes wrong. And Jaden has a higher football IQ than people give him credit for, and he's got just amazing instincts. Like certain guys that just, you know, Caleb Williams has it too, where you just go, these guys just have instincts that you can't teach, and that's part of his instinct, is wanting to make plays and be super highly competitive and make plays in the run game.
Yeah. And the last thing you want to do is take that away. I think for a long time, the best quarterbacks in the NFL were like traditional pocket passers, right? And that's what you watch. But that has shifted so much.
It shifted because the defense got faster.
Yeah.
So you don't need a guy standing up there like a statue.
Right. And I just think Jaden grows up watching Mahomes or like
– he watched McNabb. That's why he wears five.
Right.
Yeah, he didn't stand still.
Right. Just things evolve, and I think folks have to be cool with that. What you have a lean for week one in Tampa between the Commanders?
It's a close call. I think it's closer to a coin flip game than people think. I think I would probably just barely lean Tampa, home field advantage, and I think the matchup in this game I'm looking for, I think Washington can absolutely go down there and win. The matchup I'm looking at is actually Jaden Daniels versus Todd Bowles, and Todd Bowles obviously is famous for so many of just the exotic blitz looks and mixing coverages and showing you one side and giving you the other and dropping off, and Antoine Winfield Jr., especially at safety, one of the best players in football. I think there's going to be a chess match between what Jaden Daniels can see and what he can handle as far as blitz looks and different things that he may not necessarily have seen in college, because in college – he walked onto every field and he was the best athlete, and it didn't matter what you scheme up, he was going to be better than you, right?
Yeah.
This game in Tampa is really interesting. If Daniels if he breaks the blitz with his feet or he beats it over the top with his arm, that's what it comes down to me. I think Daniels versus Todd Bowles was quietly one of the best matchups in any game this week.
I'm with you,
wow.
Man.
In the first game, it's the quarterback against the D coordinator.
The head coach, in this case, but yeah. We are talking with Dalton Wasserman, PFF data analyst, does a ton of college football stuff as well. Also, listen, I had my last draft last night. It is fantasy time right now, and what's cool is you can sync your league up to Pro Football Focus, and they'll do it all season with position rankings, all the analysis. It's pretty cool, and check out PFF.com and PFF Plus. Elsewhere in the league, what are you really looking forward to kind of seeing, something that you expect to change? What's going to surprise folks?
What's going to surprise folks? Man, I think I'll tell you what a primetime slate that we have, right, to start out. I think
know.
I think the primetime slate, all four games that are primetime, Thursday with Ravens Chiefs, Friday Packers Eagles, Sunday with Stafford and the Rams playing the Lions again, and Monday with Jets Niners. I don't think there's a better primetime slate than that. But I'll tell you another game I think everybody's going to be watching. I'll stay on the rookie quarterback thing. I think, you know, everyone, I'll tell you right now, everyone this weekend is going to pick the Bears to beat Tennessee. I know they're at home. It's Caleb Williams' first game. It's going to be electric. And Tennessee, while they might not be world beaters, they have more talent there than people think. I think that's going to be a really tight competitive game. If the Bears mess around and either, you know, you don't want Williams to go and have some turnovers like he did last year at USC, and we got to see the Bears be better in the trenches. I think that Bears-Titans game, I know, I can tell you on Wednesday right now, everybody you see on TV anywhere, they're all going to pick the Bears to win. And I'll tell you right now, it's still not just because it's the Titans. It's not going to be an easy task. The Titans have some good football players. You've got a dynamic receiver duo in DeAndre Hopkins and Calvin Ridley. And they're going to be charged up in their first game under Brian Callahan. I think that's a very interesting game to watch. Caleb Williams is the headliner, but that's a dangerous game for them. I really think so. I don't think it's going to be the cakewalk that people think.
Do you trust Levis, though? Will Levis, I mean, it's interesting.
It's an element with Levis where I'm curious to see his chemistry with Brian Callahan. Because one thing with Levis, he throws the ball downfield more often than anybody in the league. And the Bears, I will tell you, the Bears' secondary is the strength of their defense. It's a really fun matchup. Can Will Levis take what the defense gives him, as opposed to just trying to take big shots downfield? Because this Bears secondary, and they added Kevin Byard to it, it's a legitimate unit with Jalen Johnson, with Kevin Byard, with Jaquan Brisker. They've got a lot of really good players in their back seven. I think the Titans' ability to run the ball and draw people up and then have Levis take shots over the top is big, but he has to not force the ball downfield in this game.
Hey man, when you look at Caleb Williams, okay, he does a lot of off-schedule plays. He holds onto the ball longer, which means he takes more contact. Why isn't no one worried about him getting hurt?
I'm not sure, honestly. I'm not sure because he holds the ball more often and longer than a guy
crazy.
Like Daniels does. Yeah. And look, and the off-schedule stuff and what he can do athletically, he's amazing. I'll tell you what. Caleb Williams rolling to his right, much in the same sense as it used to be with Aaron Rodgers and Josh Allen. Now, Caleb Williams rolling to his right is going to be an absolute weapon. I mean, I'm telling you, and I like that they've gotten some design rollouts in there for him too. But you're right. I mean, there were times last year at USC where it's that hero complex. He's trying to put the team on his back. He's trying to make all the plays himself. And the more he actually stays away from that, I think the better he's going to be. Look, again, you have to let him play football and use his instincts. But I don't think it's, you know, you just can't walk into a game thinking about who's going to get injured today. You can't have it. Right. It's contingency.
Yeah.
It's
I agree. Stuff.
You know, but I think with Caleb, there is an element where it's like, okay, we need you to sometimes make plays in structure, right? And when he gets in trouble is when he goes to his talent and his athletic ability too much. If he plays within structure, that's actually when he was better at USC last year. It was from a clean pocket and in Lincoln Riley's system. So I'm curious to see how much they can keep him within structure and still succeed. The plays, look, there's going to be 8 to 10 plays a game where we go, wow, okay, look at Caleb Williams, my God. But he's got to play within the system sometimes as well.
Yeah. For sure. Dalton, last one, dude. Super Bowl pick. Who's winning? Who they beating?
I have the Detroit Lions beating the Kansas City Chiefs for their first Lombardi trophy back to Detroit. Best offensive line in football. Went out and fixed the secondary, hopefully, in the offseason, which was their biggest weakness. Drafted a couple really good young kids, and Terron Arnold and Ennis Reichstraw. I like if they had a good secondary last year, they may have won the whole thing. They're so consistent on offense. Ben Johnson stayed. All the characters are coming back. St. Brown, Sam Laporta, Jahmyr Gibbs, all those guys. Jameson Williams might be a big X factor there. They need, I think, one more outside weapon. And if he ever becomes what he was supposed to be as a first-round pick, I think the Lions then have the best offense in football, and I think they could ride that all the way.
I have Jameson Williams in two fantasy leagues. Do you think he can hit?
I think he can. He's got the talent. Look, and I think you've got years that were both disrupted by things. You know, first he tore his ACL in the national championship game at Alabama and then missed most of his first year. Then he got suspended last year for 6 games. He's just – this is what you're hoping for is this is just the first season in a while. that he's just in a rhythm and he's just playing football and there's nothing else going on. And what he adds to this offense, look, St. Brown is great underneath. Laporta's great underneath. Jahmyr Gibbs in the run game is awesome. They need somebody who can get over the top and at least threaten the safeties over the top. And Williams was that guy at Alabama for Bryce Young. And if he's that guy for the Lions, that's the one thing they're missing. They can be as methodical as any team in the league. They can pick up 6 to 8 yards on any play they want. But can they take home run swings? And he has to be that home run hitter.
Hey, Dalton, thanks a lot for the time, bro. I really appreciate it. It was fun.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys big time.
All right, everybody give him a follow at PFF_Dalton. Check out the PFF College Football Show. A ton of content. I mean, this dude's watching a lot of football. Pete, you think we watch a lot of football?
That's all he does all day.
You know what I like to do all day is sit on my porch and watch football. And the reason I love my porch is because I got it hooked up from Offenbachers. J.P. Finley here for Offenbachers. They have extended the Labor Day sale, folks. That's right. Offenbacher's Labor Day sale has been extended. You can enjoy huge price cuts on outdoor furniture, patio umbrellas, fire pits, hot tubs, and swim spas. Save up to 60% on select outdoor furniture plus across-the-board discounts on almost everything else in the store. You also, check it out, year-round swimming in your own backyard is within reach with Offenbacher's top-quality swim spas, an affordable alternative to a traditional pool with temperature adjustments to keep you comfortable any time of year. And don't forget about Offenbacher's hot tub collection. It's definitely getting to be hot tub season. Hot tubs offer more than just hydrotherapy. They're perfect for all season relaxation and entertainment. They got 4 great locations, Herndon, Rockville, Annapolis, and Gainesville. You can find your perfect outdoor escape. Or check them out online, offenbachers.com. Offenbacher's Home Escapes, where your dream outdoor space becomes a reality. Go check out my boys, Dave or Alex. Tell them J.P. Finley sent you. Shop now with this crazy Labor Day sale and save big.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We might need to check in with some local golf experts because there's some dumb stuff going on. You know how the National Links Golf Trust is trying to redo Rock Creek, yeah, Langston, and Haynes Point. Apparently, there's some people dressed as squirrels walking around Rock Creek today. Like, today's the last day for it to not pass, potentially. I don't know. I got to get some more information.
There's people walking around dressed as squirrels?
Because they don't want the squirrels disrupted.
They better be careful. Squirrels sometimes get ran over by cars.
I want to give you a statistical nugget for you to lock away in that giant head of yours, okay? Because you always...
Medium size. 7 3/8.
I mean...
7 3/8. It's only, against anybody.
It's only medium size compared to Dave Butts.
No, Dave Butts is 8 3/8. I am small compared to his.
You always say people get so caught up in first rounders, it's easy to get drafted, it's hard to stay in the league, yep, right? 2 years ago, the math landed around 40% of NFL rosters made up of 6th, 7th, and undrafted guys.
Yeah.
40% of rosters.
Yeah. You can't afford to have all 1st and 2nd. Doesn't happen like that.
Well, you also draft 7, at least, I mean, normally say it's 7 guys a year.
Yeah, and then when you have those other guys, and the thing of it is finding those guys who basically just it exceeds expectations of what you think, because people normally think it's all about your capability depending on the round you get. Some guys get drafted because they went to certain schools and they draft those people higher than they do somebody from another school. But a guy come from a smaller school, he outworks him and he outplays him a lot of times.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to have those guys from those other rounds around.
All right, Brian. I wanted to talk about this because we just had Dalton Wasserman on from Pro Football Focus, really high on Washington, thinks they could be a surprise team. I thought what he said was really fair, too, because it's easy to get caught up in, like, the hype of could be a surprise team. Mm-hmm. He's like, listen, man, if it all goes well, I think they could win 8 or 9 games.
Yeah.
And that would be a huge jump from last year. That would be a 100% or more jump in win total.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody's as bullish on Washington.
True.
The Ringer is a website I enjoy. They do a billion podcasts. Obviously, Bill Simmons started it, whatever. But they have had really good NFL coverage for a long time. They remind me of like a Arsenal used to be this team in soccer where they really develop well and then their guys get picked off and go to bigger clubs. Like the amount of former Ringer staffers that are now ESPN like content producers is incredible. So they have a new dude doing their power rankings this year. His name is Deontay Lee. I've followed him on social media for a while. I think he's pretty smart and definitely not scared to kind of stir the pot. So their newest power rankings going into week one. Any surprise, who's at one?
Kansas City,
right. 2, Detroit. 3, Ravens. 4, Texans. 5, Niners. Mm. So like you can tell this dude is not scared to at least divert from conventional wisdom.
All right.
Okay. Bills at 6, Packers at 7, Bengals at 8, Eagles at 9. You know, they got to be better defensively.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think Washington lands on this thing?
As Jeff said, they're going to be starting at 28, try 32nd.
9's the Eagles, 11 for Dallas. I'm scrolling. 17, Cleveland Browns. 19, Titans. 20, Seahawks. Still scrolling, B.
Mm-hmm.
Still scrolling. 24, Tampa. 26, Giants.
Mm.
With the headline, who wants to watch a lame duck quarterback? Which is pretty funny.
How about the coach?
Yeah. I think Daboll is the safest of all of them. Dead last, B.
Dead last.
32nd. Yo, listen to this, okay? Washington Commanders 4-13. This depth chart makes me ill. I'm reading now. This is not my words. This is Deontay Lee's words from The Ringer. Clelin Ferrell and Dorrance Armstrong combined for 11 sacks and 24 quarterback hits last season, according to True Media.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys are Washington's starting edge rushers. The likely starters at corner are Michael Davis and Benjamin St. Juice, two physical players with some clear limitations in coverage. Frankie Louvu, Bobby Wagner, and Jamin Davis are the names to know in the linebacker rotation, and each of those guys struggled mightily in covering the middle of the field last season. And then there's the offense. Most of Washington's offensive linemen are liabilities in pass pro, and offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury doesn't have a reputation for working around the limits of his offensive line. This leaves rookie quarterback Jaden Daniels in a tough spot. He had a habit of scrambling around and taking some big hits at college. I think he'll create some dynamic plays in his first year, but it will cost him and his teammates a painful pound of flesh. He has Daniels ranked 28th in the quarterback
race. See, that right there, that little narrative, it's a bunch of BS.
The hits
about
stuff.
Him just running around, scrambling around quarterback. That's completely BS. The kid has come in, and he does run the ball when he needs to, and he has great ability doing it. But they act as if this is what I don't like when you have the quarterback that's African-American that happened to run, you get labeled as a running quarterback. He is not a running quarterback. He's a pocket passer who happens to be able to run, and he's damn good at it. So that right there is totally off. It's against quarterbacks who ran more than him that are not considered a running quarterback.
Of all the running quarterbacks in the NFL, you know the one that I think kind of poses the biggest injury risk?
Josh Allen.
Yes.
Like, but he doesn't get labeled like that. That is.
He's
why
also he's built like a.
I don't care
tight
how he's
end.
Built. Cam Newton was built. Ben was built. And yeah. If you get hit too much, you break down.
Yeah.
And they felt just like you just stated. I'm bigger, so I'm gonna take these unnecessary hits.
Right.
And it wore off. It began to wear him down.
Of this, I think a lot of this is fair. I think I'm not worried about Jamin Davis as a cover linebacker. I think this staff knows he's not that. I think that's a little, frankly, lazy to me to lump that in. I don't think this dude even.
I don't think he even know that they changed his position.
Right.
Got him doing something
right.
else.
But I do think a lot of this is fair. I think I don't know about the edges. I don't know about the corners. I worry about coverage. Offensively, I am more high on this because I do not have the same concerns about Daniels as a runner. And, dude, I find it interesting that, like, a lot of hipster NFL analyst crowd, and, like, I know that might sound hyper-specific, but I think if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. Like, there is this group of like-minded individuals that create this echo chamber of the things they want and don't want to see from an offense. And, like, there's kind of this theory that anything that isn't from the Shanahan tree in some capacity won't work. And I don't think that's accurate. And I think I don't get, in short, I don't get the Kingsbury hate. And it exists out there.
It exists because he came in and he said this in his press conference. I came in and all I had was what I had from Texas Tech. And that's all I had to lean on.
Said it's night and day different.
Night and day now because I have other people, other influences that are helping me out. People act as if all he did was throw the ball around because he did come from the air raid. But when he was in Arizona, he ran a damn football as much as anybody out there. You know, Kyler Murray had a damn good year. So the ultimate thing is, what are these people looking at? Or do they even look at stuff, or do they make their minds up and they just run with it?
I got something you should look at. We got injury news out of Atlanta, a key cog in that Falcons passing attack might be on the shelf. If it's fantasy season for you, you're going to care about this. Tell you when we come back.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. With the record heat this summer, I know your air conditioner took a beating and your current brand is not cutting it through this hot humidity. So now's the time to switch to Rude. Take advantage of Rude's $2,000 tax credits. Maryland residents can even score exclusive rebates from Rude, and I personally switched my house over to Rude, and the difference is totally night and day. Trust me and visit Rude.com to find your savings. That's R-U-U-D.com to see why they're the MVP of cooling. And remember, if it ain't Rude, it ain't right.
I think people sleep on how good just the Jackson 5 was.
Who sleeps on that?
People.
What people? People that just born yesterday?
Yes. Probably Jeff.
If you are any person in music and you go study, you know that they were damn great.
Because people will yell at me, I'm going to just come out with the news, actual news here, folks. A lot of excitement down in Atlanta for that Falcons passing attack with Kirk Cousins. You got Drake London, Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts. Well, you might not have Kyle Pitts on Sunday. Falcons head coach Raheem Morris told reporters that Pitts is going to be a limited participant in practice later today due to a hamstring injury.
Mm.
When a hamstring pops up, on a Wednesday for a skill position guy,
could be a problem.
Never good.
Yeah, everybody's not Gary Clark.
Right. What was his deal? He wouldn't practice all week.
He'll have a hamstring on Wednesday, Thursday, and he will play on Sunday. And probably will take a hitch and go 78 on you.
We didn't get a chance to talk. So, listen, if you're in fantasy league and you got Kyle Pitts, be aware. You might not have him Sunday. Dan Quinn last week, I want to say, said that Washington's not doing captains for the year, that they are just going to do game captains and it'll kind of be decided and vote upon as it goes. I kind of applaud that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I think in the past, the organization has used this organization, the Burgundy Gold, have used the captaincy, if you will, for marketing purposes. And I feel like these guys now don't care about it, and I'm all in on it. Here's the opposite, I believe, and maybe he's just a great guy. But the Broncos just named Bo Nix team captain as a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Payton has to have Bo Nix work to prove his genius.
Yeah.
And I just think if Jaden walks out there Sunday, cool. But, like, there's not the song and dance.
The thing about it is what most people that I've been around has done, they get, like, the leaders, the veteran guys, the people that the actual players vote in, okay? And then weekly is the people who gave you the best in practice and things of that nature. So I know, like, Andy handled it like this. There were, like, four or five of us that were there for the whole year. And then every week we had three people, offense, defense, special teams. And that's how it went. You know, it was it's not about, oh, I'm going to just make this guy. No, the players vote you in, and then weekly we have another vote for the guys that gave us the best practice in all three phases.
Yeah, man. I think
just the biggest way to make people hate a player, let the coach or the front office make him the leader. That's the quickest way to make somebody dislike you, because they're like, oh, they put him in here. They think you are basically the spy, and they're going to be worried about you.
Totally, man. I think, honestly, you saying that now and what Dan Quinn said about we didn't want to have to put him in a position to BS with Jaden not officially being named starter,
yeah.
I think it all adds up. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, John Allen's a really good football player. Mm-hmm. And he's a leader in his own right. But he's not like a big rah-rah talking guy. And for years, the organization has kind of like pushed him as that. And I don't know that it helps him. You know what I mean?
But
like, things like that. Like,
but every leader is not a rah-rah guy. You know,
right.
Art was definitely a leader, but he was never a rah-rah guy. I think the ultimate thing is when you come back, you mentioned Jaden. You've talked to players, you talked to coaches, I've talked to players and coaches. When they talk about that guy, they rave about him. Just like the little Mikey Sanders deal. I wouldn't be surprised if those guys get voted. And it's not because somebody pushed it. It's because they have led with their play, their work, and their example. And I think that's what players go for. Listen, as long as the league has been around, not every leader on a team has been a guy who's been in his 10th year. You know, they've been all over the place because people are going to respect the guy that comes in and does what's expected of him. And he does it so well that he could be able to help somebody else. They're going to always respect that.
For sure. One other newsworthy item that I wanted to make sure we hit. We're going to talk to Dan Colco here in just a few minutes. We need a little baseball in our lives as we're getting, really down to the nitty-gritty. Perhaps it's worth pointing out that the Baltimore Orioles are in sole possession of first place in the AL East, B.
You care about that. I don't care about that.
In case you weren't aware. But You know the Sun Tzu, the enemy of my enemy is my friend?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why you should care?
Why?
Because Jeff's dumbass is a Yankee fan. sorry, that was a little harsh, Jeff. No, but this one piece of news from yesterday that we didn't get to talk about, Brandon McManus was the kicker the Commanders signed to be their kicker. There was a lawsuit against him. A civil suit alleging sexual assault from the Jaguars flight to London back in 2023. The suit has since been a judge dismissed the lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Folks are asking me, Chuck Honey's asking me, will they bring him back? I think now that you've traded for Cade York,
probably will.
I think you just ride with York. You know, it's not like McManus had been playing here for a long time, and then this came up. Like, he had probably 2 weeks of OTAs or something.
Yeah.
I do think as the kicker carousel carries on into the year, I bet McManus is back on a roster, don't you?
Somebody going to give him a chance.
Maybe it's here if things don't go well.
And I read through the whole little thing, the article and all that. Doesn't necessarily say nothing happened. But it does say that the people didn't want to go forward and push through it. And I think in this society, it's a double-edged sword in this situation. A lot of women do not want to go public, because, you know, they get treated unfairly sometimes. But then on top of it again, if you're going to take the other person through public scrutiny, that's what the judge basically said. You can't. You don't have the right to hide from it.
Well, yeah, and they could refile the charges. Like, who knows?
Yeah.
But the initial suit at least has been dismissed. I don't think the Commanders going after him. So I think for folks that are wondering that, Don't be. Dan Colco joins the program next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability, durability, and versatility built in. Like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
CEC Turf and Tractor. On the web at cecturfandtractor.com.